We're in the Keses HaSofer, Simen Chof Aleph, Seif Yud Aleph. Ma'abarta de Tfilin, Gam Kain, Bein Shel Yad, Bein Shel Roish, Halach Lamaishim Sinai. The Ma'abarta, which is the area that the Ritzua runs through, both on the Tfilin Shel Yad and on the Tfilin Shel Roish, is a Halach Lamaishim Sinai. What does that mean? V'hainu Sha'or HaTitura Yehei Oroch Mitzad Echad, that the leather of the Titura, which we said previously was the bottom flap of the bias, it should be long enough on one side, we make it on the back side, the yasebay ma'abart, it should be long enough that when you fold it over, you have a little tunnel that the ritzua runs through. Keitzad yichatchena mishnei hatzdadim, you should make indentations on either the right and left sides, shaloi tehei orcha kemoi roichav hatitura, that it should not be the same length as the titura, kedei sheyehei nikar ribua hatitura, because we want the ribua of the titura to be recognizable. And this ma'abarta, iveris ha'ritzua, in the ma'abarta, the ritzua passes through. V'al shem kach, nikar ma'abarta, and that's why it's called the ma'abarta. So again, in order for the ma'abarta to be nikar, we need that the sides should be cut, because otherwise we would not recognize where the ma'abarta begins and where the titura ends. V'nir li, shaloi la'asaisa rechava, rak reichav ha'ratzua, b'tzimtzum, mitam shekasavti b'sifkot n'zayin, and it seems to me, says the Keses, that one should not make the ma'abarta too deep, because if it's too deep, then the ritzua is going to slide around and the batim will move around. So therefore, we want the ma'abarta to be tight so that the ritzua will sit tightly in it and the batim will not slide around on the person's head. So if you would base, habatim mitzvah la'asais and shchayrus, there's a mitzvah to make the batim black, v'shi yashchirin l'shma, and that making them black should be done l'shma. If the batim were not made black, or they were made black, or a goy did the blackening of the batim, there are those that are makel in such a situation. And others say, no, black batim is halach l'moshe misinai, k'moy ritzua shchayrus, just like black ritzuas are halach l'moshe misinai, v'lachain, and therefore, af b'di'evid posel, it's going to be posel b'di'evid k'moy b'ritzuas. If you have a bias which is not black, it's going to be posel, just like if your ritzua is not black. V'chain yesh l'hachmer, and it's kedai to be machmer, like this opinion. And this is the opinion of Rav HaPoiskim. So Mamela the Lishka, the Keses wants to be machmir, like the Shita that holds that the batim have to be black. See if Yud Gimel, beinyan hashcharas hatfilin, regarding the blackening of the tefillin, haroitzei lotzeis midei kol hasveikas yashchir oisan rak b'tseva shochar shein by mamish. If you want to be yotze all days, the best thing is to make the tefillin black from a dye which does not have any mamushes to it klal. And that way, the black will sink in to the leather, and there's no mamushes of black sitting on top of the leather. V'amashchiran b'min glance. And somebody who blackens the batim with a glance, which is like a plaster, she'efshe l'kolfoy, which cannot be peeled off, and even though it could be scraped off and it'll come off in pieces, even though it's not geschmack, we can't say that it's mamish puzzle. They mamish put on a plaster, which you could take off in one shot, that's if you put mamish a thing on that you could take it off on all four sides in one shot, that's going to be puzzle. Kain kasa b'sefer chayei adam, v'ayin sham v'nishmas adam, shehiskim imay hagoyin bal beis meir, that's going to be a psul, not like the night of Yehuda who wanted to be makel in that case. Seif yudalad, v'gam imaticha hi be'inyan she'en yechayin l'klay fa'isa, even if you put on this plaster in a fashion that it cannot be peeled off in one shot, yizaru moed ha'seifim l'ashgiach she'yu abatim merubayim ba'atzmam, the batim which are underneath, if you're going to be makel, and like the night of Yehuda, and you're going to let this plaster sit on top of the bias, you still have to be careful that the leather bias, which is under the plaster, should be it in and of itself a perfect square. Like my shaisen ktsa sefer burim shein mashkichen al ribua gufa batim rak shem rabin oisen achakach beticha zuha ova. Not like sefer burim who have the leather bias not meruba, and then they make it meruba by smearing this stuff on top of it. Vizeu pisul gomor, that's mamish pasul gomor. Ki abatim tzrichim liyas meruba and ba'atzman, because the batim need to be black on their own. Ve'enay mayel mashay tiachazeh. And it doesn't help that you're going to make it black from this plaster. One should also be careful that this plaster is not thicker than the leather of the actual bias itself. The bias has to be thicker than the plaster. And one cannot put into this plaster ground up tooth bone. Mishum debeinan min amoter beficha, because we need min amoter beficha, and obviously elephant tooth bone is not min amoter beficha, and that is what we require, and therefore that should not be used.